Welcome to the show brought to you by Emoja Radio. PA and Big Rob here on this beautiful day. Big Rob, you okay, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm great, man. How you doing, brother?
All right. I'm glad you, Rob line up heavy hitters, family. When we ask Rob to go out and get interviews, he know how to stack the deck. So
I do the best I can, sir.
You're doing more than that.
Yeah, I'm asked.
Right. As we get ready for Savior's Day that is surely about to take place, we're honored to have on the show the student minister representing our area here in West Michigan, student minister Saltine Muhammad. Welcome to the show, student minister.
Thank you, dear brothers, for having me on. It's always my pleasure and honor to be on the line and with my brothers. Happy to be with you and to talk about this most momentous upcoming celebration that's called the crowning event of Black History Month, which is Savior's Day.
Yes, we've been there. We broadcasted for I don't know how many consecutive years. Been definitely a supporter, and we look forward to February the 23rd. What can you tell us about Savior's Day? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes, sir. Yes. Well, this is going to be our Savior's Day this year in Chicago, Illinois. It is going to be celebrating going on 95 years, Nation of Islam in America. And when we gather any year for Savior's Day, it's always a weekend of, celebrating Black excellence, a weekend of celebrating our unity, a weekend of enlightenment, and the major address, or the keynote address, as you mentioned, this year is under the title, Repent, for the Kingdom of God is at Hand. That is going to be a message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and as it stands right now, we're expecting to get that through his National Assistant Minister, Student Minister Ismail Muhammad. But this is an event that, even beyond just the keynote address, there's vending, there's workshops, there's drill competition, there's so much that goes into the entire weekend. And all of it this year is going to be at our national headquarters mosque in Chicago, Illinois, Mosque Mariam. But even beyond all of those wonderful things, the keynote address is always meant to be, some people call it like the State of the Black Union. But, it's beyond just a state of how we are doing as Black people, but it provides profound guidance for us, really, for the entire year. And every time the minister gives these Savior's Day addresses, it always gives enlightenment and insight on what can be expected. The last time I saw our great brother, Big Rob, I believe you might have been there as well, Brother P.A., in Detroit, and Savior's Day 2020, the unraveling of a great nation. After the minister gave that message in Detroit, it wasn't hardly even a month later before the whole world kind of came to a grinding halt with COVID-19. And so the minister's words at Savior's Day tend to really shine light on what can be expected that year, which is why we always try to encourage all of our brothers and sisters, no matter whether they ascribe to calling themselves Muslims or they call themselves Christians or whatever sect they may feel that they belong to, we say that Savior's Day is a day that all of our people should tune in. All of our people should be present if possible, because the minister speaks for the whole. He thinks for all of us, and he really is a unifying force in our community. And Savior's Day is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to come together and really look ahead as to what's coming in that year to come from the minister's prophetic words, and to, really gather ourselves for whatever might come. And especially with all that we've seen already in January of 2025, I think this is a wonderful time for us to, to really take a moment to look deeper into ourselves and to what might come in the future that we really should be prepared for. And that's why we're encouraging everybody to, really get their mind set on hearing this Savior's Day message.
Now, student minister, who should come?
Everybody should come. Men should come. Women should come. The children should come. Savior's Day is a time where really every Black man, woman, and child should be there. And in truth, even beyond just those of our brothers and sisters in the Black community, all of our brothers and sisters of the brown community, and even in truth at Savior's Day, white people come as well, because it is a time where it's open to all. And anyone that is interested in truth, anyone that's interested in getting their life together, or interested in just growing in knowledge, anyone who has heard about the minister or the Nation of Islam and has had a question, it's nothing like coming for yourself and hearing it from us, because there's so many lies that are told about us, so much slander and propaganda. So I would really say everybody should come to Savior's Day, whoever can make it, to find their way in.
How can people get tickets to come to Savior's Day?
As of right now, the tickets are on hold temporarily, but the site to go to and to keep checking is noi.org, because when the tickets first came available, they were moving so fast that all of the many of the tickets have sold, and they're still moving fast, but there are still some available. And the website that people need to go to get the information on the tickets and registration and the vending, all of which will be down in Chicago, is noi.org. And those who will not be able to make it physically can go to the website that all of our lectures are posted on, our national website, and that's media.noi.org. Again, that's media.noi.org.
And you have been a student minister for how long, student minister Sultan?
I have been blessed to serve as a student minister of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan since 2016. So I'm going on 9 years now serving in this capacity.
And wow. You are the representative for this area, Grand Rapids. How far around does your area reach?
So we're blessed to serve the west side of the state of Michigan. We have the mosque on this side of the state. On the other side of the state, you have Muhammad Mosque number 1, where the Nation of Islam got started, in Detroit, that serves primarily the east side of the state. So we are here, and I'm blessed to serve those brothers and sisters out there in Muskegon and the Heights, and even down into Benton Harbor and Kalamazoo, as well as, of course, the Grand Rapids area. But even over into Holland and Grand Haven, wherever our people are, we strive to be of service and to do what we can to bring what we call the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the service of our people.
Wow. Student Minister Sultan Muhammad is on the line with us today. We're talking about Savior's Day coming up. It's the highlight. I know we got the Grammys. I know we got the NAACP Image Awards. It's award season, but we all look forward to Savior's Day taking place. Student Minister, how is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan doing?
Oh, well, the minister is doing wonderful. You know, he is 91 years of age, and wow, he is soon to be 92, God willing, in May. And I was blessed to speak with the minister a few months ago, and you wouldn't believe that a man of that age could be so sharp and be so perceptive and not miss a beat the way that he is up to this very moment, you know. So he's doing well, and it's just a witness for all of us. You know, you put your life in God's hands, and you stand up for the truth that he is giving you. You know, God will preserve your life, preserve your health. You know, the minister has struggled over the years with health challenges, a battle with cancer, and the battle with the effects of the operations that he has had to have as a result of those cancer breakouts. But with all of that, he is still standing. And when he speaks, you still hear the wisdom, the forcefulness of his voice. He's not decrepit. He's not senile. He's really in tremendous health to be at the age that he is. And we know, we pray that God keeps him that way until he says, job well done.
And Student Minister Sultan, I watched the lecture that Student Minister Ishmael had gave on this last Sunday. And he said the judge told the minister he has a gag order.
That's right.
For people who were listening to that and didn't understand what Student Minister Ishmael was stating, could you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Thank you, my brother. When you observe the minister, you know, one thing that is evident for anyone who listens to him over a period of time is that he doesn't come before us as a self-made leader. He doesn't come to say that he even is the leader of the Nation of Islam. He consistently makes reference to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam. And he tells us that his guidance, his backing, his support, his direction comes from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he said to us after Savior's Day 2024, which he gave the message in Detroit under the title, "What Does Allah, the Great Mahdi and the Great Messiah Have to Say About the War in the Middle East?" And that message can be found on our website. The minister said that after that message was delivered, he said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him that he was to be silent. And after that message, he said to be silent and come to sit at his right hand while he watched all that he gave us at Savior's Day, watch it unfold and be made manifest. And so since the minister has given that message in Detroit, the minister has not spoken publicly. He's spoken privately. As I said, I've been blessed to speak with him, others in private matters. But in terms of public deliverance of messages, he's been silent. And what the world has witnessed, for those who heard Savior's Day last year, the world has witnessed everything the minister said that God revealed to him. We've seen it all made manifest over in the Middle East. And just another bearing of witness over the many years and really decades. This year, Savior's Day will represent 70 years since the minister first accepted the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in February of 1955. You know, and so we can look at what is going on with the minister now and how he's been verified after his Savior's Day message, just to add to the track record of 70 years of the minister working on behalf of our people. And time and time again, you know, God verifies his servant. But I would just say that, you know, for those who did not understand that order, God has told the minister to be quiet and to just watch. And we are anticipating that it may be a chance that that order be lifted and we hear from him this Savior's Day. But if we do not, it will be delivered, the message that God has given him, it will be delivered through his national assistant minister, student minister Ishmael Muhammad, who is able to handle the job. So we are excited either way that it goes.
Okay. If people want to hear more from you, student minister Sultan, can you explain where you're at, how they can listen, come listen to your lecture? Even if they want to convert to Islam, can you give us a status on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are our mosque, Muhammad Mosque number 61. We're located at 1125 Burton Street Southeast in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49507. We're there every Sunday at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays and Fridays at 7:30 p.m. for study group, because it is a message that we believe is not just to be heard, but also to be studied, because in the study, you'll find even more than what you heard just listening to the lecture. But if you are not able to make it out for that Sunday lecture at 11 a.m., we also have a local webcast that all of those who are not able to make it in person can view online, and it's live on Sundays at 11 a.m. That website is mosque61.com. Again, that is mosque, M-O-S-Q-U-E, 61.com. And when you go to that website and you click the local webcast, it'll come right up. This is a way for you to learn the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We don't say necessarily that people convert to Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Islam is the nature of the original people. It just means righteousness. It means to be upright. But we can come and we can learn about what Islam means and what it means to be a part of your nation if you come out to the mosque. Also, if you're not able to come out, you can go to noi.org and watch the national webcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and you can click the join button and you can begin the process of learning more. Those who are not able to make it, we have things set up here at Mind 61 where you can learn from wherever you are and learn about what it means to be your righteous self. So that's what we would put out there. And as you grow in the knowledge of learning all about yourself, you'll find that, you know, it's really what fits you. It's not something that is foreign to put rules and regulations on us, but to bring our life into the order that it was always meant to be. And so we encourage all of our brothers and sisters to come and hear for yourself. As we said, you know, there's a lot that's said out there, but whenever someone comes to hear and learn for themselves, they find it's not hardly anything like what they've been told. And they're so glad that they came. So I would just encourage all the listeners to make it on out, tune in online. And if you can, absolutely make it to Savior's Day. It's going to be one to remember.
Well, Student Minister Saltine Muhammad is on the phone line. We're talking about Savior's Day. One last question for me before we take off. President Trump is going to release the MLK files, the FBI MLK files. Have the minister or have the NOI said anything publicly or have any thoughts on the possibility or maybe forcing them to release the Malcolm X FBI files?
Yes, sir. That's a great question, my brother. And, you know, really, it's been decades since before Trump ever got in office that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said publicly that he wanted the Malcolm X files to be released. He said that he would pay for them to be released. We have reached out to have them released for a long time because that history of our brother Malcolm has been weaponized in many cases to make people to have false beliefs about the Nation of Islam having some hand in what happened with our brother. But we have pressed for those files to be released and we have not had a response given to us. And so while we are glad that the files on JFK and RFK and MLK are being released, you know, we would hope that he would go ahead and release those files on Brother Malcolm as well. But we have not at this time gotten an official statement from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan requesting such. So we're waiting and we're watching. And, you know, ultimately, I would say at minimal, it's interesting that those files were left out of being released while all of these others are being released. But again, it shows that, you know, what has been used as a popular narrative to make people to think badly of the nation is something that is still desired to be protected, because otherwise, why not release his files along with these other so-called controversial files? So we're waiting and we're watching, and I would say unofficially that, you know, we're hopeful that that would happen. But knowing how the history has gone up to this point, we're also not surprised that those files were kept back. But because when you have, you know, something to hide, you don't want to show your hand. So we're watching with you.
Nah, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be talking to Dr. Nori Muhammad very soon. It's a lot of things we want to ask you guys about, thoughts about what is happening here in America, what is happening in the Congo, what is happening, you know, in Gaza. So hopefully we, over the next few weeks, we'll be able to talk about these subjects and to just get your opinion on the gender issue in America. No, is it two gender? Is it four? Is it five? You know, it seems to be a lot of confusion here. We'd love to know the Nation of Islam thoughts on those issues.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, my brother. Well, you know, we always have a lot to say. And, you know, we'd be happy to, you know, share what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and our teaching is offering of light on all of these subjects, because these are things that we need to talk about and we need to be aware of and hopefully have a balanced mind as we look at all of this. So I'd be happy to be on anytime with my brothers. It's always a joy to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, brother.
Take care. Back to more music.